This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The pause in fighting in Gaza is now scheduled to begin 7 a.m. Gaza time on Friday. According to the Qataris, who helped broker the deal, the first 13 hostages being held by Hamas will then be released Friday at 4 p.m. Gaza time. The pause between the Israelis and the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas is supposed to last 4 days, but Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah says that could be extended.
Israel has said the truce could last beyond the initial 4 days, as long as Hamas then frees at least 10 hostages per day, while a Palestinian source has said a second wave of releases could allow as many as 100 hostages to go free by the end of the month. Both sides have said they will go back to fighting once the truce is over.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. The party of an anti-Islam, anti-migration politician is heading for a massive parliamentary election victory in the Netherlands. The results puts far-right lawmaker Geert Wilders in line to lead talks to form a new governing coalition and possibly become prime minister. It's one of the biggest political upsets in Dutch politics since World War II, and one that is bound to send shockwaves through Europe. With nearly all votes counted Thursday morning, Wilders' Party for Freedom is forecast to win 37 seats in the 150-seat lower house of parliament. Riot police have used batons and tear gas to halt tens of thousands of supporters of Nepal's former king, who attempted to march to the center of the capital to demand the restoration of the monarchy. The protesters waving the national flag and chanting slogans supporting former king Gyandera gathered on the edge of Kathmandu and attempted to move toward the center of the city. Riot police blocked them, beating them with bamboo batons and firing tear gas and a water cannon. There were minor injuries on both sides. Nepal's monarchy was abolished in 2008. For additional stories 24 hours a day,